Welcome back to Real Tech Talk, people, episode number 45. No, son, 35. We ain't at 45 yet. Today, I'm bringing my man Dan Lowenthal of Sparks. You know, everyone is trying to solve this AI game. Everyone is looking at these massive changes to the real estate place. But the solutions are right in front of your face, simple and easy and work. So sit down, listen to what he has to say. We're talking about marketing today. And if you're heading into a market that is starting to slow down on rents, interest rates going up, there's got to be something that sets you apart. Many technologies, Airbnb, Uber, all went down and started to work when the market started to slow down. Maybe not Uber, that was always big, but Airbnb for sure. So what's going to change over the coming months is how do you get an edge in the real estate space? And that's why you're listening to Real Tech Talk. We're trying to bring you the technologies that impact real estate that are obviously going to change the game. Sit down, buckle up, like, follow, subscribe, tell your friends. And again, like I always say, if you see me in the street, say what's up to the big man. We going to Vegas, baby.
That's why we're here, bro. This is Real Tech Talk. Boom shakalaka. So who the hell are you, bro? You know, what are you into? What do you do?
Yo, you can keep it real here. Tell me. Tell me about these real estate players.
Eric Brody is the managing principal of CEMVC LLC. All opinions expressed by Eric and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of CEMVC LLC. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of CEMVC LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
Welcome back, people, to Real Tech Talk. I am your hostess with the mostest, your boy E. Breezy, episode number 35. Today, I am sitting down with a founder who, for once, has extreme expertise and domain expertise, my man Dan Lowenthal of Sparks. Thank you for coming through, brother.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, very good. Now, I know you're just stopping by New York on your way to Las Vegas for Blueprint, am I right?
Yeah, another conference.
Now, you can move a little closer, don't worry. It's not going to bite you, although it might. All right, so what we always like to hear, right? We want to know what Sparks is doing, or is it SparX? Tell me. What's the right way to say it?
Sparks.
Yeah. We're going all the way through with this,
Sparks,
right?
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into that, we always want to know a little bit about that background, and then we can get into what Sparks is attacking, how it's attacking it, and what it's doing. So tell us a little about yourself, D.
Sure. So I'm another son of an architect. I heard about that.
I am so sorry.
But yeah, my background is real estate marketing. That's what I've been doing for many years, mostly in Israel. Mm. I had my own marketing company, and I worked for a lot of the big developers in Israel, mm-hmm. doing the marketing and sales. And
so coming not from the tech side?
No, but I'm also like developed a lot of products for real estate marketing.
Okay.
I really liked like the innovation, to bring innovation to real estate marketing. So I developed some products while doing marketing, but then...
Name some. So now you're looking at the landscape of marketing. You're like, this is like awful.
No,
so what products?
Things from like 10 years ago.
Say it. I want to hear.
Any like VR, any like touch screens that you can kind of explore properties, explore like different photos, renderings.
But why was that necessary, do you think?
Because if you do like...
What were you seeing in the market that was showing you something different that you're like, there should be a touch screen?
Yeah, so sometimes you want to market like remote properties and you want to have everything in hand. And when you have like your client sitting next to you in your office and you want to go and explore properties, touch screen can really help you.
Okay, like, so it was a way in which to translate... Yeah. Your experience in reviewing something when it was remote.
Yeah.
So the market dictated that, in that things were selling so quickly that you needed tools in order to sell assets.
Sure. Yeah, that's what we did.
So how did you develop it? Was it, did you hire someone?
No, or? I hired like different groups that did it for us. When I worked for these like with these companies, mm-hmm. like development companies in Israel.
Yep.
And that led me to Sparks, because when I moved to San Francisco, I was doing some this kind of stuff, some VR experiences for the high-end real estate market.
That's so it was a VR experience was your first, where you were bridging the gap between 10 years of marketing in real estate and then more than 10 years. Well, just the last 10 years, all right? We don't want to age ourselves here.
Sure.
So then you got into some of the VR. So why San Francisco?
So we moved to San Francisco because it was a dream. I mean, it was a dream of my family. We just moved there, like after like doing the same things for many years. I decided to do like something different, and we decided to move there.
That takes a lot of balls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, just getting up and moving to another country and then deciding San Francisco, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was a very nice experience.
It was life, right?
Yeah, life. So so I did some real estate investments, but then we decided to move from our Airbnb apartment to a multifamily in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we experienced all this process of touring the model unit, and then the exact unit was empty, unfurnished, another unfurnished space.
Okay, so let's just tell the audience. So you've got this gorgeous model done all the way down to the sheets and the pillows, but you were on site. You went to the actual model.
Yeah, we went on site. We were shown a bunch of empty spaces, empty apartments, different, I'm talking about different properties.
Mm.
And then sometimes they have a model unit, but the model unit, you know, is just for one line. They don't have all lines.
And it's very hard for us as humans to visualize a space unless you're super creative as to what that future will hold, right?
Yeah, sure. And especially when it's like an open space, like most of the properties here. So it's very
hard. We don't furnish for tenants, right? You go, I mean, now I guess there's a bunch of companies that you can rent furniture from and the rest of it, but we don't furnish, right?
Yeah, we don't furnish.
That is your space. You do with what your vision is.
Sure. So then you have to kind of unlock the potential, and then after that you have to get the furniture by yourself. They don't help you with that. And even if you go just for 10 months, you have to get all the furniture just for this 10-month lease.
Right.
So that's what we did. We went, we saw like the empty apartments, empty spaces. Unfortunately, we went again to IKEA after like not using IKEA for many years. I had to go to IKEA the day after to purchase a bunch of boxes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Then to assemble.
The process is broken. I agree with you.
And then to assemble everything. And that, it's really broken. So actually that's,
so when now you have the backstory. You got, you're a marketing guy, you're selling condos, but rental condo, whatever it is, with a backstory into technology because you're trying to get your consumer when they're looking to purchase to feel that unit as much as possible, to experience it, throw in some VR, right? A little sprinkle of VR. By the way, was that helpful?
It was very helpful, yeah.
Or I guess the touchscreen, I agree with you,
When I say VR, it's not really VR with the goggles. I mean like seeing something remotely that is not yet exist.
Yeah, but just to go back, right? Because people forget. You would have sold from a floor plan in the past, right?
Yeah,
and then people are like, well, what's the view? Or where's my unit in the building? And the first thing that became really cool were these sort of models of like, hey, you're on the third or fourth floor. You'll be facing this and you could touch the screen and show them what's going on, right?
Exactly.
And then you're now you're living it and you're going to these apartments and it's a blank canvas after seeing somebody's vision of a model unit. But now you're like, you go to another unit. You don't know what you can do with it.
Yeah, and you can even don't know if, for example, you can fit the king size bed there. I mean, things like that you don't know. You can say, okay, this room is too small for us, but you don't have any tools to see and to understand.
Most people aren't translating that, right? Like they don't. They have a tape measure. You know, and I'm not saying that not everyone, but I'm saying the majority.
Yeah.
Have no idea spatially aware, right? Of volume or square footage. They have no idea.
Most of people.
Right.
Most of the people, yeah. So that's what we thought about. I mean, I was thinking about a tool that will help you while you on-site touring the units, also on-site touring apartments. So you won't see these spaces vacant anymore. So that's what I was trying to do. So I was creating a prototype with the local team in San Francisco to see how it works. And then we validated we tested it in the property that we lived in and then in other properties to see.
So what was it? So in one line now, what is Sparks?
So Sparks is...
Drum roll.
Sparks, we design and furnish any empty space in real time while touring on site. So you don't have to have the physical furniture there.
So what's the experience now? I got you. Design and furnish on site in real time at a space, right? But what is that experience like? So what is the user experience?
So the user walk into the unit using an iPhone or an iPad, scans the door for a second, and then everything appears like magic. You see the furniture there.
So it scans the door
for a second.
Boom. And boom. That is basically now populating that space for you from a iPhone or iPad or any screen.
The space is there, but we calibrate the designs on top of the reality. So you can walk in the space, you can see the furniture while walking there. Everything is in real size, real furniture. And you can also change the design. So we have like multiple options that you can choose from that you want to see. And then later on, if you want, you can also purchase a design.
Wow. So now, and by the way, what percent, just give me the market, of people are showing up? Because someone's going to say to us right now, oh, I'm renting the unit from all digital, right? Like nothing to do with actually physically walking. But what percent now everyone needs to actually see it and feel it at a certain point?
I would say most of the people are.
Right, so the majority, right?
The majority.
Give me a percent.
I would say at least 80%.
So 80%, you know, there's always going to be some tech-savvy person who's fine, but everyone else needs to go see it eventually,
sure.
Right? Otherwise, there'd be no such thing as an open house,
mm-hmm.
Right? So that consumer then shows up and with their own smartphone can now have an experience where they're walking through with a visual of furnishing it.
Sure.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they can see full designs of the space for different user profiles. So let's say they are families, so they can see a kid's room. If they want to see like a home office, they're going to see this option. So they're going to have multiple options for each and specific room.
And then you're saying, not only is it modeled, you're saying that the furniture could be purchased directly from the app?
Not from the app. They can add the furniture to the wish list and then to continue the purchase online. We also have what we call apartment page and tour page where they have a gallery of videos and photos and floor plans of the units they toured. So they can get this gallery before they're touring or even after they're touring with all the information about their tour.
And I got to tell you, if the future of multifamily is the user experience, right? Is the, you know, how was it moving in, living there? How did it make me feel? One of the biggest stresses is moving. And here you're saying, how about don't even worry about the furniture because it's just click and then we can purchase, click, or I guess fill in whatever it is. And how do they know it's going to work though, that the furniture is going to fit or is it dimensionally correct?
Sure, it's real size furniture. So if we show like a king size bed, a king size bed gonna fit there. If you're gonna show a dining table and a living room, it means that they're both fit there. So
they don't have to guess.
They don't have to guess.
And they don't have to measure.
Of course not.
Now, what about, we always see in apartments, there's like a random soffit or, you know, there's a wall that's bumping out. Like nothing is absolutely perfect. How do you work over that?
So we built our own algorithms. And with our algorithms, first, we know how to calibrate the furniture and to keep everything in place. So this is our core technology. We have a patent on this technology. And we also can work on spaces that are a little bit different than the floor plans. We know how to manage in these areas and to fit the furniture in real time.
And I'm assuming if the future is having data of all of these floor plans, don't you have thousands of them already?
We have a lot of data about floor plans. We also have data about the tours. We know every tour that you, as an agent, is doing in any apartment, in any unique unit or specific apartment. We know how much time you are spending in the unit. We know we have a lot of information about the interaction, the engagement we have in the apartment. So we have a lot of data we are collecting, and we are sharing this data with our partners, with our real estate partners.
So who are the real estate partners?
So we are
like, you don't have to give the names of the company, like,
sure.
What is their profile? I mean, whatever you want to share, share.
I don't mean to share the names, but we are working in it with some big real estate companies. I mean, owners, management companies, some brokers in New York. Actually, we are today in 5 markets. We are in New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, in the DMV area, and in the Bay Area. So we are in multiple areas, and we are expanding to some other markets.
So who are the customers, though? Who's the customer? Is the end user the customer that they transact on the platform? Or is it the developer who is now, and I'm curious, are you proving ROI, that you are actually getting the absorption faster because the human mind can now understand the space? Are you able to, like, define that?
Sure. So first of all, the customer is the gray star of all the gray stars of the world, all the Brodsky's in New York of the world. So we are working, for example, with Brodsky. Now we are doing like the third property with them. So we have a success there. And with other partners, like national partners, we have a success in one location, and then they want to expand to other locations.
So it's super sticky.
Yeah, super sticky, and they see how they have better conversions using Sparks, even from leads into tours using our marketing materials, the videos and photos, mm-hmm. and then on site from tours into signed leases. So that's what they see, and that's why they want to use us, and that's why we are expanding in their portfolios.
So I was listening recently, like, and it was like a synopsis of like the 20 largest real estate companies doing their public, you know, investor, you know, calls, right? And it was like, who brought up whether they even spoke about tech, right? And it's like 8 didn't even bring it up, you know, and then, you know, a few were using like access control, and then only a couple are talking about like actual ROI changes to, by using tech, they're making more money. So it sounds to me that these guys are, what they're saying is like, we have to use you, or we want to use you, because we're leasing faster, right? Yeah. If the human mind can actually choose their furniture and see what they're actually going to see, and I guess, you know, I've seen it once or twice, but the user experience must be super simple. Like,
sure.
You're just looking around and seeing that furniture, right? Is it, you know, they had this app. It was like a Constellation app. You ever see that app?
No.
So you hold up your phone to like the constellations, and I know nothing about the sky. And you'd be able to say, oh, shit, Big Dipper. Oh, the Little Dipper, Orion, right? And you'd look around, right? And that to me is analogous to kind of yours. You're literally, you can look, right? Your eyesight sees past, but you can also now see, oh, there's a couch that does fit there. So it's almost like in your mind's eye are seeing how you can occupy the space.
Yeah, that's exactly. But they also have the proof of having staging, because we know that staging works. A stage apartment will sell for more and faster. So what we are doing
right.
Staging.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be that business, right?
Sure. So usually they stage, or they have like one model unit, but in our case, they have all the units in the building 24/7 staged with multiple designs for every user profile, different styles, different budgets, by the way. So if they proved it already with the staging, now with Sparks, we can have it anywhere.
That's amazing. So how old is the company? How long have you guys been doing this?
So we are 3 years on the road. It took a lot of time to develop this complex technology.
Saying is an algorithmic, or it's a rules-based engine? It's not necessarily artificial intelligence, but it's like rules-based?
No. We have AI there, of course. And we also have algorithms, and we have an engine that we built, augmented reality engine, that is working on top of the AR kit by Apple and AR Core by Google to calibrate the furniture on the space to fix the location of the furniture and not getting these glitches that you usually get when you don't have the engine of Sparks.
Mm.
And we do it in scale. We are not just showing like one or two or three pieces of furniture in the space. We are showing tens of furniture at the same time. So we're doing like full apartments, full communities.
Mm. Wow. Now, how is it that you're using AI now? Now, by the way, just before you answer, like, I know a little bit about it to be dangerous. If you listen to a couple podcasts back, my boy Vikram was explaining it to me. So how have you now, and this has to be recent, or were you always using AI?
So I will give you an example of an AI that we are doing. So one of the feedback that came from the leasing agents, that they want to have like very frictionless experience. They want to have like a very fast calibration when they walk in the apartment, very fast onboarding. So we had to add.
Meaning, click the scan, and that bad boy works.
Sure.
With no delay.
No delay. So that's kind of an AI that we had, we needed to add. Mm. So now they scan this door, for example, they scan other spaces in the apartment, and then we calibrate in a second. That's an example of the AI we are doing. Besides that, about what you're saying, we're also working on design automation, and there we're going to have more and more of that.
So you'd have more variables, right? You can almost talk to it, be like, I'm cool, you know, single, X, what, I don't know, what should it look like? Hit enter, and then boom, it gets.
Sure.
But it's not only that it, which I think is fast, it's not only that it's giving you an idea of the furniture. Each piece of those furniture can be supplied, and it goes back to who that manufacturer is. So doesn't it seem like the real play here is that these manufacturers are like, how do we get our furniture into all these units? Well, they better be on your platform?
Sure. So that's what we are doing. We partnered already with some of the furniture companies here in the US, like CB2, Crate & Barrel.
How could they not, by the way? Does anyone resist?
No, we have, by the way, we are doing third party affiliation with them. That's very fast. And with some of them, we have like real partnership. And we also partner with the rental furniture companies because that's a huge value for them. So they can we can show their packages. Why?
It almost if you're like, if you're a first designer, even like a fashion nova of like, of furniture, you better be on your platform because if a profile then hits the furniture, you're almost giving them exposure to this massive audience better than going into their store, right? Yeah. Because you'd have an idea, you take a photo, then you go to the store and you're like, I don't know if it's gonna work. Well, how long is it gonna take? Like, you're literally, those people should be all over you, no?
Sure, yeah. And by the way, there's a funny story because we use for a demo furniture of Target. So when you go to Target and you see one piece of furniture, I would say it looks okay.
Yeah.
But when you see a design of furniture by Target in our app, it looks wow, and it costs, you know, hundreds of dollars. So this is something we can do with any brand.
So how is that going? It seems to be like multiple channels for revenue. You've got the platform for the owner who knows the absorption is better, but really, it should almost be as if the furniture manufacturers are like paying you, like, you know, to just to have the images of their stuff within the application.
So yeah, so this I see a huge value there. I mean, this is something we have to work on. We were focusing more on the real estate because we want to prove our product market fit,
of course,
and get as many real estate spaces as possible, and that's what we are focusing these days on. But later on, we're going to focus more on the furniture and everything that we can supply to the tenants. And by the way, for the owners, it's another amenity, like furniture as amenity. So this is something they like us to do, but this is something on the roadmap. We are working on that, working more on the furniture, selling or renting.
So how many units though, like how do we know how successful or how big this can get? Like, so how many units are you in today?
So today we are about we have about 10,000 units.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that means anyone in the furniture business needs to be calling me after this and I need to be introducing you. Like,
sure.
How could they not 10,000 units at any one time using the software is an opportunity. They need to be paying you like Google SEOs, no? Like the cool one, right? The features, what are they? What are they based on? You said family, there's probably like single person. It's like they need to be that profile, no?
Sure, we already have some discussions with some of them on having advertising model in our app. So this is something that's gonna be there.
And then 10,000. So how many units are you trying to get into, let's say for the last quarter of this year? What's the goal?
So we want to double the number of units by end of year. That's what we did in the last 2 months. To double the number of the units. We want to have more density in the markets that we are already in, and to have and we already have in the pipeline some more properties in other markets that we're going
to be. So what's the biggest friction if you go to anyone who has units available? Anyone, right? Like, what would be their, why are they hesitating? Is there a lot to onboard? Is it hard to get your units on?
No, for them, it's actually not a hard sell, I have to say. It takes time for them to understand that we're bringing something new to the market, something different. They think in the beginning it's another virtual staging solution. It's another virtual tool, but it takes time.
So then what's the difference between a virtual tool and your tool?
Because we are the only ones that bringing on-site experience. Today, when you go on-site,
Right. So you're saying virtual is just a tool that's in the cloud, right?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with an experience that you have.
Sure.
But we established that. So you're saying your competitors are virtual and that they could be doing this and it's online, but it almost seems that the user experience is always when it's in reality, and that bridge is almost like what Google did with the glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we know that we need to have these experiences when we're there.
Yeah. So today, most of the, as you said, most of the tools are remote, and most of them are not furnished, not without the furniture, and also without the personalization that we have. So we are bringing the on-site experience, and besides that, we also support with the remote touring, with photos, videos, floor plans, and more.
Yeah, but it almost seems like, you know, if you came, you have a more captivated audience here. If you go back, you wipe them out because you're coming from the reality, less so than them trying to now do into the reality. But you said you have a patent on it; they can't even compete now
for the on-site. Yes.
So you have a moat.
Yeah. But what we're doing is kind of continuous experience for the users. So they have the on-site part, of course, and then they have like they can continue to interact with the furniture, designs, floor plans, everything before and after the tour.
Right, because you've uploaded it.
Yeah.
You can putz around as much as you want throughout. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you some like rapid fire questions, all right?
Sure.
These are like one, two word, you know, types of things. So what are the biggest pain points in the staging industry?
It's cost a lot, costly.
So what, because the move in, move out, like what's costly about it?
First of all, you have to keep the apartment all the year staged. You can't rent it. So yeah, you lose rent. That's one thing. Besides that, bringing the furniture, I mean, purchasing or renting the furniture is it's very expensive.
And you have to kind of freshen it up, where for you, it's like a couple of lines of code. It's fresh, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, so Spark solves this by you don't have to do anything physical, right? You just, there it is, right?
Sure.
So then we asked, you know, how is Spark's different? And you're saying, well, we're on site. No one else is, right? So what do you think the future of virtual staging will be? You know, like what's the future? Where is Spark's going?
So we are not virtual staging. I mean, we kind of virtual staging.
No, no, you're real staging, real staging in an augmented reality.
Yeah, digital staging, yeah, something like that in real time.
So I got it. There's going to be the Sparks glasses like the Matrix, right? You're going to log in, wear these glasses, and instead of it being your phone hanging it out here, it's just everything is consistently changing.
Or contact lenses in the future.
Okay, yeah. So Sparks has the first contact lens.
Yeah, but we are not doing hardware. We are doing software. But what I think the future of Sparks, what I see in the vision is that everyone, anywhere, going to be able to walk in any empty space and see the design that is personalized to his or her needs.
Right.
Yeah.
And we
want to lead this space.
Yeah, I mean, then that's huge. And that doesn't only have to be resi. That could be commercial, right?
Yeah, we already do some commercial spaces. We do like senior housing. We can do student housing as well. We can do the resale market. We can do all spaces.
And you have now the library of SKUs of furniture, right? I'm not saying to any furniture company out there, but if you don't know what he's doing and you haven't given him your SKUs or your product, I mean, that would be insane to me, right? So you have the full database of furniture being manufactured, right? So you already have that. Then what you're saying is, for now, it's a rules-based engine where it's, look, it's a floor plan. I need a volumetric design. I need to know what the elevation is. And you now have an algorithm that is matching a certain style. But eventually you're saying AI will match. You type in however many variables, and I'm going to show you a design, right? And then you can actually purchase it.
Yeah.
So you can be able to do that in just about any space.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. I mean, we're already in a few different verticals, and we can go to any vertical anywhere.
So what were some of the biggest lessons? Your original vision of Sparks, has it changed? And like, what were some of these lessons that you learned?
It's much more challenging than I thought in the beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's much more, yeah. Someone told me that you should be like not understanding technology and be crazy to ask us to develop, I mean, one of our, from the team,
yeah,
to develop this app and to get this thing without rift in this kind of high quality, photorealistic experience,
mm-hmm,
in scale, they said I'm crazy in the beginning.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You're right. Because I forgot that. The biggest thing is the application experience, right? The architecture of it. Because if you did it and it was some like Roblox, what's the name of that very famous game? Max?
Minecraft.
Okay. It was Minecraft looking furniture, right? Like it would never work. So you're saying that the quality of the experience feels real. And we can't say that. Like the only thing I could say on this, you have to use it and download it, right? And is
sure.
it download? How do you actually operate?
You download
the app and they can start to just feel that experience, right?
Yeah. And there's a big difference between us and any other solutions because we had to pass the marketing needs. The marketing quality needs, and we can't have like cartoons glitching in the space.
Yeah,
we have to have like something with very accurate, real size, photorealistic.
So soon you can sort of plug in there like dog, right? Will my dog fit on it?
We'll
give you your upload. Yeah,
we can add to the experience.
Where are you going to put your fish? You know,
for pet friendly apartments. So
yeah,
we have this option already.
Or soon you'll have the dog running like into the image and out, no?
No.
So then what's your biggest advice, would you say, for prop tech entrepreneurs if they were getting into this space today?
So I think they have to learn the space, to understand the space, to live in the space. So like creating a solution for a market that you don't know, you don't aware, it's very I mean, very hard, doesn't make sense.
So would you say, so you're saying that the secret sauce or a big part of it was domain expertise, that you were coming from that business?
Coming from this business and already and living in these spaces as well, that I'm bringing the solution to these spaces.
Mm.
So bringing the experience of selling from, in my case, selling and marketing apartments, and then living in the market that I want to find a solution to.
Yeah, no, and how did you then find, so it's interesting because if it was domain expertise, you know, we are the Neanderthals of the business. We're the ones who actually are trying to sell the asset or build the building, and then you meet these technologists. So how did you find the person who could make your vision come true?
That's another challenge, another big challenge. It's very hard, to find expertise, people that know to work with augmented reality to solve these kind of problems. Mm-hmm. It took me a while.
Were they in the video game business?
Some of them in other domains, but there are not too many people. I mean, I would say very limited people knowing that people know to deal with this kind of technology. And nobody, by the way, nobody did it before.
Right.
So I had to find the people that would be able to do it with some expertise in this.
In sort of a parallel industry.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we have a great team. We have a very talented team. That's
how big is the team now?
So the team today is 16 people. The R&D location in Israel, located in Israel, and all the operations and sales are in the U.S.
What city?
In New York.
All right. New York City. Well, that's fascinating, man. Listen, I think that it is hugely necessary and a big need, like, how are you supposed to, and I think provable, right? One thing that real technology has the biggest problem is how are you going to prove to real estate people that it's working? And if you have 10 units, and it's like very hard to have 10 units or 100 units in three different buildings, and then your building is the one leasing up the fastest, but it seems to be a no-brainer, right? Like, you've proven that if it looks furnished, you rent it. Otherwise, there'd be no businesses of leasing furniture in furnished units, right? Like the thesis is already there, right? And you're just applying that now to the vacant units, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what do you see now? What is your goal right now? What are you looking for?
So today the goal is to expand and to scale. That's what we already started.
So what cities? What are the next cities you want?
So we already have a demand from some cities like Seattle, like Miami, like LA, I believe, and also Texas. Like in Texas, I believe we're going to be soon in Austin and Dallas. And there are some other cities. I mean, I believe that by end of year, we're going to be in some other cities, and next year, we're going to be in most of the big cities in the U.S.
So I have a question for you, yeah. And this would be like my last question. Now I have a thesis on the answer. I'm just curious what you think. Do you think that the market slowing down is a benefit or a curse for Sparks?
For me, it's a benefit, as I said. I think that when they have, when it's more hard to sell or to rent apartments, they need more help, and they're gonna spend more on marketing.
By the way, I think it's like the biggest boom ever for you, yes. Right? Like, if you're not moving units and you can't spend the money on expensive marketing by purchasing of the furniture, what better way than to get some type of augmented on-site furniture via an application?
And they can save about 90% of the marketing costs because they can eliminate their.
Yeah, and they
can
put it into digital, yeah. Right? Well, I don't know if they should save it. They should spend it elsewhere.
Sure.
All right, D. Well, I appreciate it. I can't wait to see you out in Vegas. And where should they find you if they want to know more about the product?
They can go to Sparks AI. And
by the way, I learned that AI is really a country code. And that they're doing really well because somebody gave them AI as the country code.
Yeah, in the beginning it was very hard to get the AI.
Yeah.
But
now like this country is making all the, I don't know what country it is, but like AI is actually a country code, not AI.
I know.
Well, they made it big there for some reason. Anguilla. Is it Anguilla? Anguilla is AI. So you're in Anguilla, huh?
Yeah, Anguilla, Israel, and the U.S. So you can go online to Sparks AI and get everything you want.
And got, by the way, for the first time ever, okay, I literally want to look in the camera and say to anyone, if you were in the furniture business and you don't want to be at 10,000 units, I don't know how you're not hitting this guy up. It seems like a no-brainer to me, but maybe I'm missing something. D, it's a pleasure, bro. Thanks for coming through NYC.
Thanks a lot.
In conclusion, it's simple. It doesn't have to be crazy. KISS, keep it simple, stupid, right? Imagine 10,000 units right now where I'm showing you furniture and it's Sick. You have to check this app out. You take your phone, you're walking around, you're seeing the furniture that you could purchase right in front of your eyes. And if you're like me, I'm not an artist. None of these brain cells are going to art. They're going to brawn. You need some help in visualizing how that space is going to be. And what's so different is it's not a digital space. I'm not looking online to do it. You're walking the site. So if you're a visual learner, you're a visual person, he's bringing it right there to you. And if it then can click it and get that furniture and it gets delivered, I mean, I don't know, but this seems to me like something we all need to be paying attention to, and it's obvious that it could change the game. Find my boy Sparks out there, SPARX, episode number 30, Fizzle in the can. Peace.